Njegov um, on više ne može misliti i djelovati slobodno.
Jesi finished?
On je gotov. this is what is what has happened to 99.9% of the people of this world. They cannot even understand that they are lost. Yes. They cannot understand that they are robbery. Therefore, they are really in problem. At least when you're bound up in your hands and feet, you can make some plans to become free so that you can eat for time again.
Ako su nam vezane naše ruke i naše noge, mi možemo planirati kako da se to dobiti, možemo ponovno jesti prasadan.
Like you could somehow get to the kitchen and there is a knife and you can go like this, then no problem actually.
Kao na primjer mogli bi nekako dopuzati do kuhinje, ali mogli sam uzeti nož i nekako rezati i sam ne bi bilo problem.
And then the enjoyment can come.
I onda uživanje može daći.
But if you don't even know that there is something like prasadam, because you're bound up by it in the heart and you're finished.
Ali ako čak niti ne znamo da postoje nešto kao što je prasadam, zato što smo vezani u našem srcu, onda smo gotovi.
I mean, I'm taking a humorous example, but I think the point is very, very serious, actually. People do not even endeavor to be liberated because they are bound up by ropes of attachment.
Ja govorim humoristički, ali u stvari činjenica je da ljudi čak i ne znaju da postoji, ako nešto su vezani, konopcima vezanosti, da postoje nešto kao osloboženje.
They actually think they have to work all day and all night to become happy.
Oni zapravo misle da moraju raditi cijeli dan i cijelu noć da bi postali sretni.
They actually think I'm a Slovenian and the Serbo creation stink.
Oni misle ja sam Slovenac, a Srbi oni smrde.
In other words, see, the binding force of Maya has entered into the psychological essence.
Vidite, vezujuća sila Maje je ušla u psihološku suštinu.
How does an activity come about?
Kako dolazi do aktivnosti?
There are three stages before every activity.
Postoje tri stupnja prije svake aktivnosti.
And these three stages are all happening within the mind.
A ta tri stupnja se sva odigravaju u umu.
It is thinking, feeling and willing.
To je razmišljanje, osjećanje i želje.
Now, then only you can act.
Tek onda možemo djelovati.
First you must think something,
then
you must feel this is a good idea, and then you must want to execute. And then your physical machine goes into activity. First, the subtle body or the mind has to clarify.
And then your physical machine has to activate. First, the subtle body, odnosno um.
If the is unfree, then you cannot not act freely.
Ako nije slobodan, onda ne možemo se djelati slobodno.
So, this, I wanted to make this point because I want to explain why transcendental knowledge is important.
Htio sam predstaviti ovu poantu zato što sam htio objasniti zašto je transcendentalno znanje važno.
By transcendental knowledge we can overcome ignorance.
Zahvaljujući transcendentalnom znanju mi možemo odbaciti neznanje.
And only if we overcome ignorance we can overcome bad karmic activities.
Tek ako smo nadvladali neznanje mi možemo nadići loše karmičke reakcije.
The entanglement in our material life is due to karma.
Zapletenost u našem materijalnom životu je zbog karme.
And the karma is one symptom of the covering influence of material influence. energy or the Bahiranga Shakti, the external energy.
A karma je jedan od izvanjskih utjecaja Bahiranga Shakti,
materijalne energije. It's described as this material energia is manifested within ignorant activities or fruitive activities.
Rečeno je opisano da se ta materijalna energija manifestira u plodonosnim aktivnostima.
So actually it is highly important to cover this influence of the material, of the ignorance of material existence by receiving knowledge.
Zapravo je vrlo važno odvati taj utjecaj izvanjske energije primjenom transcendentalnog znanja.
So this transcendental knowledge can come in different ways.
Ovo transcendentalno znanje može doći na različite.
It can come by hearing from a self-realized soul.
Može doći putem slušanja, odnosno spoznati dušu.
In the first canto, the shloka that appears in Maharaj Bharata's instructions to Rahugana, where he says that unless one hears from pure devotees, there is no possibility.
U petom pjevanju posle stih koje govori Maharaj Bharata Rahugani, gdje on kaže da ako osoba dobije znanje od čistog bhakte, nema šanse.
So these transcendental books are actually hearing from Srila Prabhupada.
I ove transcendentalne knjige su zapravo slušaju od Srila Prabhupada.
He described that these books are his personal ecstasy.
On je opisao da su ove knjige njegova osobna ekstaza.
And told his editors not to change even one word.
I rekao je svojim izdavačima da ne promijene čak niti jednu riječ.
When you read them, you are taking in the communion with the pure devotee of Krishna.
Kada ih čitate, vi se družite sa čistim bhaktom Krishna.
The essence of this book is certainly not some T and an R and a C with a T over it.
Suština ovih knjiga svakako nije nekako T i zatim R i nekakva čita iznad toga i sl.
In other words, there is a reality which is beyond, lying beyond the ink.
Zapravo postoje drugim rečima realnost koja leži iznad tinte.
It is just if you have a radio.
Upravo kao kad bi imali radio.
Is the radio broadcast a matter of some metal and plastic which is there in the transistor?
Da li je ono što radio prenosi samo nekako plastika ili neki metal koji se nalazi u tranzistorima?
No, it is a completely different dimension.
Ne, taj prenos je potpuno druga dimenzija.
It's a vibration.
To je vibracija.
Which is coming through the transistor.
Koja prolazi kroz tranzistor.
So this is transcendental sound vibration which is coming through the paper and ink into your
I to je transcendentalna zvučna vibracija koja dolazi kroz taj papir i tintu u naš um.
And it will finish the ignorance of material existence.
I on će završiti sa neznanjem materijalne existence.
And as a direct result, you can become free from ignorance.
I neposredni rezultat toga je da možemo postati oslobođeni neznanje.
Some of our devotees are very tired. I think it must tell a joke.
Neki od naših brata su jako umorni, mislim da moram ispričati neku šalu.
It's very important, when you hear philosophy, your head should just go in the direction of the profound place.
I to je vrlo važno, kad slušamo filozofiju, naša glava ne bi trebala ići u smjeru da taj mora se prošali.
Yes, this is our life.
To je naš život.
Profound is also important, but this is very, very important.
Prasadam je isto važan, ali ovo je vrlo, vrlo važno.
So, now, because Krishna consciousness is, to develop Krishna consciousness means that you develop your thinking of Krishna. Therefore Krishna consciousness is not an external show.
Pošto svjesnost Krishna znači da razvijemo naše razmišljenje o Krishni, stoga svjesnost Krishna nije izvanjski show.
And to develop our thinking of Krishna, we must become free from attachment. These material attachments, they always draw our mind to anatta, to that which is without value.
Naše materijalne vezanosti uvijek odvlače naše razmišljanje do anati, do onoga što nema vrijednosti.
And they make one blind to the actual reality.
I čine osobu slijepom prema stvarnoj realnosti.
Someone who is in material attachment just wastes his time.
Neko ko je zapleten u materijalne vezanosti, on jednostavno trati svoje vrijeme.
He is engaging in something which is completely foreign to him.
On se angažira u nečemu što je u stvari za njega u potpunosti strano.
He becomes the slave of cigarettes.
On postaje rob cigareta.
Rob the dinas.
I rob dinara.
And rob the... what else?
Sex. I rob sexa.
Yes. There's so many things. He loses his freedom.
On gubi svoju slobodu.
Do you also have this in Yugoslavia? Someone wants to enjoy. He has a noble, let us say, liberal intention to enjoy. But then we always say that he becomes a slave of Slivovic. So
uživa, ali onda mi konačno za njega kažemo posle rob šljivovice.
Yes, in other words, he becomes unfree by his material attachment. This is, I think, universal English.
On postaje neslobodan,
The materialists, they always want to cover this up with a very intense cheating.
Materialisti uvijek žele ovo prekriti, intenzivnim varanjem.
When you see the cigarette reklama, for instance.
Kada vi, na primjer, vidite reklamu za cigarete.
You see a free sky blue.
Vidite slobodno plavo nebo.
He is there in very nice cloth.
I tu je on vrlo lijepo odjeći.
And she is there. And it's because they smoke, they just enjoy the freedom of the world. This is how they want to cover up that someone becomes dependent on the means of enjoyment. But this is cheating. So attachment always makes you as
vezanost nas uvijek čine robovi.
Therefore, to engage in Krishna consciousness as a free soul, we have to actually learn to give up material attachment.
Stoga da bi se angažirali u svjesnosti Krishna kao slobodna duša, trebamo se osloboditi materijalnih
vezanosti. Yes, I wanted to give you another example which we discussed in the car yesterday, which shows how much someone who is becoming attached is wasting his time.
Htio sam ispričati još jedan primjer o kojem smo diskutirali jučer u autu, koji pokazuje koliko osoba koja je vezana trati svoje vrijeme.
In Miami, the people build a huge skyscraper hotel.
U Miami ljudi su sagradili ogromni hotel nebode.
It was millions and millions of dollars worth.
Koštao je milijone i milijone dolara.
But the elevator was too slow.
Ali lift je bio previše spor.
People were getting restless in the elevator.
And they were really postali nemirni u
lift. It's not taking 1 second, it's taking 30 seconds.
Ne trebamo njemu dovoljno jedna sekunda, već mu treba 30 sekundi.
This hotel is not worth. And no one wanted to go to the hotel. Now, of course, the hotel people tried to build in a new elevator, which was going to crash. You know, very
bad. připadlo brza.
But it could not be made.
Ale nejsou to možná.
In order to do that, because everything was such a very complex construction, you would have to tear down the whole surface.
Aby to učinili, protože byla prílišná komplexná konstrukce, to by celý hotel zašlo.
So there seemed to be no way to save the hotel.
I izgledalo kao da nema načina da se spasi hotel.
No one would go there.
Niko ne bi išao tamo.
And if they tried to remove the cause of their rejection, then they would have to tear down the whole hotel.
Niko ne išao tamo, a bi htjeli ukloniti uzrok tog njihovog odbacivanja hotela, onda bi morali zadružiti cijeli hotel.
However, one clever man.
Međutim, jedan pametan čovjek
devised a very cheap solution. And after that solution, the hotel was full of sleepers.
Nakon tog rješenja, hotel je pun ljudi.
What he did is, he put mirrors in the elevator.
Što je on učinio, on je stavio ogledala u ove liftove.
So people could see themselves. All mirrors, left, everywhere. Then no one complained any longer that it was too slow. And we're already on the floor. This was better. In other words, they were looking at the mirrors all the time. You understand? Now this means people are materially attached. And because of this attachment to the thinking body, they have a they don't see how the time is imperceptibly passing away.
Zbog te vezanosti sa smrljivo tijelo, oni ne vide kako neprimjetno vrijeme otiče.
This means they are unfree.
To znači da nisu slobodni.
This is a naked truth.
To je gola istina.
It is, don't think that we have just made up a story.
It's
here in an Erkon Wirtschaftsjournal, in a magazine of economics. And I personally think this must also appear in Vela, but in a different context. It is so clear that the material attachment needs to be
toliko je jasno da materijalna vezanost znači traženje vremena.
Covers you over. So, in our Krishna consciousness, we want to cut through the ropes of our material attachment.
I u našoj svjesnosti Krishna želimo presjeći te konopce materijalne vezanosti.
We do this by hearing from devotees.
Mi to možemo učiniti slušanjem od bhakta.
Now, sometimes when we are new devotees, we are a little afraid. Oh, where will this lead me to? Will I one day go on
Sankirtan?
All the time?
Yes.
Solution to the development of the world.
Ako postanimo ozbiljni sada, moći ćemo u stvari donijeti povijesni doprinos ovom pokretu i svijetu.
In our programs throughout the length and breadth of Yugoslavia, we can see that people actually want to hear this.
Na našim programima širom i uzduž Jugoslavije možemo vidjeti da ljudi zapravo žele čuti to.
You can hear a needle falling down on the floor. So pieces they took on the without their determination.
mogli ste baziti čak i igru na podiju, ono bi se čula ljudi slušaju sa tolikom odlučnosti.
They want actually our knjige.
Oni zapravo žele naše knjige.
However, we have to be fit to give this to them.
Međutim, mi smo biti sposobni da im to dam.
See, for instance, a knjige, they are not distributing themselves. We just put them in a book. They are not actually, this is our experience, except for Holland. They are not really coming out of the bookshops.
Ako te knjige ne prodaju same sebe, ako ih mi zapravo stavimo, recimo, običajno, osim u Poljskoj, naše iskustvo je da se ono baš ne prodaju.
Or if we have them just in the store, in the cell of our Zagreb temple, they don't walk out.
Ili ako ih imamo samo u našem podrumu, u Zagrebačkom hramu, one neće izaći van.
Krishna could arrange that also, no problem.
Krishna mi to isto mogao urediti, nema problema.
But he gives us a chance to engage in devotional service.
On nam daje priliku da se angažiramo u službu predanog poštovanja.
So we should all become servants of this transcendental mission, whereby which we enlighten the common people.
Sad mi trebamo postati svi sluge ove transcendentalne misije u kojem ćemo prosvjetliti ljude.
They are waiting for this.
Oni čekaju na to.
And if we do it, then we become glorious.
Onda ćemo postati slavni.
Because we will be instruments of Krishna in bringing Krishna consciousness to this misdirected civilization.
Jer mi ćemo biti instrumenti u rukama Krishne za donošenje prave svjesnosti ovoj zavedenoj civilizaciji.
We will be directly in the hands of Krishna.
Mi ćemo biti direktno u rukama Krishne.
In the first canto there is a very nice description of what happens to someone or something which is directly in the hands of Krishna as his instrument.
U prvom pjevanju postoje jedan vrlo lijep primjer toga šta se zbiva kad je neko kao instrument direktno u rukama Krishna.
It's about Krishna's concho. Krishna takes up this concho before he enters the dvaraka and makes a sound.
Govori se tu o školjki. Krishna uzima svoju školjku prije nego što ulazi u dvaraku i trubi.
And the concho actually becomes the reddish.
I zapravo školjka pocrvenica.
It is transformed.
Transformira se.
So in the same way, if we are directly in the hands of Krishna, if we are Krishna's trumpets, our mind will certainly change.
Naš um će se svakako promijeniti.
We will feel happy doing sankirtan.
Osjećat ćemo se sretni kad ćemo raditi sankirtan.
We will feel happy to do to cook for Krishna in the kitchen.
Osjećat ćemo se sretni da kuhamo za Krishnu.
We will feel happy to preach.
Osjećat ćemo se sretni da kuhamo.
Or to arrange for preaching.
In da aranžiramo.
In any place a devotee takes part in the transcendental movement, with full enthusiasm, with full contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
bilo gdje da dakle uzme učešća u ovoj transcendentalnoj službi temnog poštovanja u punom kontaktu sa Krishnom, on postaje u potpunosti promijenjen.
So you all are basically new devotees, you have come to this transcendental movement.
I vi ste svi uglavnom manje više novi bhakte i došli ste u ovaj transcendentalni pokret.
Please always remember to surrender more and more to become more and more instrument in Krishna's hands.
I molim vas uvijek se sjetite da se trudite predati više i više da postanete Krishnin instrument.
This is a real adventure of life.
To je prava avantura života.
This is a real journey.
To je pravo.
And also the real challenge.
I također pravi izazov.
To engage our life in this is the real mission of human life.
Da živjeti našu život u tome, to je prava misija našeg života.
Not that we become a little sloppy.
Ne da postanemo pomalo sloppy.
And we exist between the three times per fathom.
I da postanemo između prasadama.
Yes, it is important to eat lots of prasadam.
Je, to je važno jesti puno prasadama.
But it's very important to do very enthusiastic devotional service.
Ali je vrlo važno vršiti vrlo entuzijastično službu prema
pošpanju. That requires obviously some spiritual strength in the order.
To očigledno zahtjeva neku duhovnu snagu.
And the spiritual strength comes by rising up early.
A duhovna snaga dolazi od ranog ustajanja.
Taking a shower.
Tuširanje.
Burgers.
Burgers.
And then beginning to chant Hare Krishna. But it shouldn't be like, the chanting shouldn't be like the music in the supermarket, you know, somewhere in the background.
Ali to mantra ne bi trebalo biti kao muzika u samom posluživanju negdje u pozadini.
Whilst the real activities are going on in the womb.
Dok se prave aktivnosti zbivaju u umu.
What am I going to do today?
Ono što ću danas učiniti.
Oh, what did he say to me?
Ono što je on meni rekao.
How did he mean it?
Neka, što je on mislio.
No. We should fix our mind between the two processes which are active whilst chanting, which is vibrating the sound and hearing the sound.
Trebamo usredsrediti naš um između dva procesa dok mantramo, a to su vibriranje zvuka i slušanje zvuka.
Then we go before the altar.
I onda idemo pred altar.
Govindam. And we pray to Krishna, please Krishna, today please give your mercy to me.
I onda molimo Krishnu, molim te danas Krishna, daj mi svoju milost.
Please don't send me away.
Molim te, nemoj me odpošlati.
And please allow this fallen soul today to do some devotional service for you.
I molim te, pomozi danas onim palim dušama da napravi neku službu koja je odpošlovanje.
I really have no other shelter than you.
Ja uistinu nemam drugu utječišta osim
tebe. Then we sit down for the lecture.
And then we hear them for lecture.
And we hear.
I mi slušamo.
Even if we have heard it thousands of times, let me hear the thousand and one stuff.
Iako smo čuli tisuću puta, hajde da čujemo tisuću i prvi put.
Because this is important.
Jer to je važno.
My um must be concentrated on Krishna.
Moj um mora biti koncentriran na Krishna.
We should understand the subject matter.
Trebamo shvatiti ovu temu.
And for that we have to maybe apply a trick.
U tu svrhu možda trebamo primijeniti trik.
We have to question ourselves, how does this apply to my life?
Moramo pitati sami sebe, kako se to primijenio u mom životu.
When Narada Muni said, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge.
Kada Narada Muni kaže, ja sam prvo bio ispunjen transcendentalnim znanjem.
We should think, am I endowed with transcendental knowledge?
Trebamo razmišljati, jesam li ja ispunjen darom transcendentalnim znanjem.
And then I got spiritual opulences.
Onda sam dobio duhovna obilja.
Are we full of vairagya and so on?
Jesmo li mi puni vairagya i tako dalje.
And then I got intimate loving service to Krishna.
Onda sam dobio intimnu ljubavnu službu.
How does this apply to my life?
Na koji način se to primjenjuje, može primjeniti u mom životu.
And what can I do to follow the footsteps of Narada Muni?
Što mogu učiniti da bih slijedio stope Narada Muni?
In other words, don't allow this wonderful information just passes by your mind.
Drugim rečima, ono se dozvoli da ta divna informacija jednostavno prođe pokraj vaše uma.
While you are firmly fixed on the facade mirror.
Dok ste vi čvrsto usredsređeni na facadu.
You have to absorb this.
Trebate to absorbirati.
And then after prasadam, then we must do something.
A onda nakon prasadama moramo učiniti nešto.
Otherwise we feel very tired.
Inače ćemo se osjećati jako umorni.
And we should do some devotional service.
I trebamo učiniti neku službu prema poštovanju.
There's great enthusiasm.
Sa velikim entuzijazmom.
We should ask the temple president, please. Let me go on Sankirtan.
Mi trebamo zatražiti, da molim te, dozvolim da idemo u Sankirtan.
Please be so kind to show me how to distribute the knjige.
Molim te da mi tako ljubavim da mi pokaže mi kako da vjerim knjige.
I have heard that this is so important.
Ja sam čuo da je toliko važno.
I know it is a little difficult.
Znam da je malo teško.
Because I might meet someone from Albania.
Ja možda sredim nekog iz Albanije.
But still I want to do it.
Ali ipak ja to želim učiniti.
Because I have also heard that I will get too much mercy by doing this.
Jer sam također čuo da će dobiti toliko mnogo milosti.
But please first show me.
Ali molim te prvo mi pokaži.
Let us have a seminar, let us have a discussion how to do it.
Hajde da imamo seminar, da imamo diskusiju kako to učiniti.
then you come for prasadam again, noon prasadam in the evening. You might like to read something.
И когда если понадобится прасадам, прикладно и увече, если прасадам, я думаю, зажалите нечто чистое.
Or in the midday, when you make a pause on Sankirtan, or in your service, you can read something.
И когда у себя, например, паузу, когда можем в нашей службе,
but not directly after прасадам, because it's right in the stomach.
Але не директно, не посередно, а прасадам, и когда кровь у стомаху.
So this is how we can become empowered in Krishna consciousness and become instruments in the Lord's hand. We must all see that we are strong in our Krishna consciousness.
And
if we just desire this, oh Krishna, please, and come to this movement, I want to be your slugi, please help me, then Krishna will certainly help.
Ako jednostavno jako želimo i molimo Krishnu, o Krishna došlo mi ovaj tvoj pokret i želim biti tvoj sluga, molim te pomozi mi, onda će nam Krishna pravo pomoći.
So, I am very convinced that our Zagreb devotees become very determined for devotional service. Then in this town of Zagreb, something wonderful will happen.
Ja sam vrlo uvjeren da naši zagrebački bhakti postanu jako čvršćim, jako čvršćim služiteljom poštovanja, da će se u Zagrebu nešto pomijeti.
And on the program we could all see in it, the people said, beef, 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 beef.
Na program mi mogli vidjeti, jedno su svi govorili, beef, beef.
So, but we have to be
essential point to understand our Krishna consciousness. Philosophy, ovaj stih je vrlo važan i dodiruje neke esencijalne poante koje su značajne u našoj svjetlosti Krishna.
Almighty God's activities.
Ovdje Narada Muni traži od Vyasadeva da opiše gospodinove transcendentalne aktivnosti.
And he speaks that this will have two effects.
I on kaže da će to imati dva efekta.
The learned people will become very satisfied to hear this.
Učeni ljudi će postati.
Essential point to understanding our Krishna conscious philosophy.
Ovaj stih je vrlo važan i dodiruje neke esencijalne poante koje su značajne u našoj svjesnosti Krishna.
Asked Vyasadeva that he should describe the Almighty God's activities.
Ovdje Narada Muni traži od Vyasadeva da opiše gospodinove transcendentalne aktivnosti.
And he speaks that this will have two effects.
I on kaže da će to imati dva efekta.
The learned people will become very satisfied to hear this.
Učeni ljudi će postati jako zadovoljni da čuju ovo.
And the miseries of the common masses of people will be mitigated.
A bijede običnih masa ljudi će postati ublažene.
Now this is the direct result of Krishna consciousness. It is actually meant for highly cultured people.
To je zapravo direktni, neposredni rezultat svjesnosti Krishna. Ona je namijenjena u stvari za visokokulturne ljude.
Sometimes in the Western world we think, oh, this is not possible because look at the devotees. They are not coming from extremely cultured backgrounds in general.
I kakar mi na zapadu možemo misliti, opa to nije baš moguće. Pogledajte bhakte, uglavnom ako se gleda u većini, oni ne dolaze baš iz neke ekstremno kulturne pozadine.
They come from, you know, they all are very fine people, there's fine sentiments, but it's not that we only have professors in our
dakle, imaju, su, su vrlo fini ljudi sa finim sentimentima, ali ovaj, to nije da oni, ovaj, da mi imamo samo profesor u našem profesoru.
So, in fact, the professors are usually not coming in big masses and become devotees.
Zapravo činjenica je da profesori ne dolaze baš u ogromnim masama i postaju bhakti.
So, but this is because they're they are duskritina.
Ali to je zbog toga što su oni duskritine.
Prabhupada describes, it means they have some merit, so to say, they have some something, but it is used for the wrong things.
Srila Prabhupada to objašnjava, kaže, oni imaju neka dobra, neke kvalitete, međutim, one su upotrebljene za loše stvari.
Prabhupada describes them here, yes, he says, they are dead men, and they are those who are simply addicted to vicious work for sense satisfaction and so suffer the consequences.
Srila Prabhupada ovdje opisuje, oni su loši ljudi, oni su jednostavno zainteresirani za griješna djela i sada ispaštaju posljedice.
Or those who are materially very much advanced in knowledge, but who suffer because they do not have the sense to acknowledge the authority of the Almighty Lord.
Ili oni koji su vrlo, koji smatraju nam vrlo napredni u znanju, ali koji pater nemaju razuma da priznaju autoritet Svevišnjeg Gospodina.
In other words, they are not really God's means, these people.
U drugim rječima, oni baš nisu gospoda ti ljudi.
Yes. The example has been given of the snake who guards a treasure.
Dati primjer zmije koja čuva riznicu.
Somehow by the laws of karma you will see in old ruins of palaces a lot of snakes who have become attracted to the jewels which are lying there and who do tempt them.
Na neki način, zahvaljujući zakonu karme, možete vidjeti u starim ruševinama vrlo često mnoštvo zmija koje postoje privučene sa draguljima koji, su, koji ondje leže naokolo i koji ih čuvaju.
It is a fact that they are very attached to jewels and snakes.
To je činjenica da su te zmije vrlo privučene draguljima.
So we can easily conjecture that they have been rich and cultured bully people who have misused their possibilities and have sunken down in the envious form of life.
I možemo lako zaključiti da su oni nekad bili kulturni, bogati ljudi koji su zloupotrebili svoje sposobnosti, svoje mogućnosti koji su pali u niže oblike života, zavidne oblike života.
Zavidni.
Oni su vrlo zavidni.
Now when they are snakes, they become more envious.
Kada postanu zmije, onda postaju još više zavidni.
It is described when you come close to a jewel, he which is defended by a snake, the snake becomes very, very ferocious.
Opisano je da kad dođete u blizinu tog dragulja koje čuva zmija, ona postane vrlo, vrlo bijesna.
The snake is more bijesna than without dragulja.
Takva zmija je bijesnija nego bez dragulja, ona koja ga nema.
So, this is definitely true also in those advanced materialists who are very much opposed against the personality of Godhead.
I to je istina isto i u slučaju tih naprednih materialista koji su, koji se jako suprotstavljaju svjesnosti Boga.
Because of their arrogance and their envious nature, they have no chance to hear God.
Zbog njihove arogancije i zavidne prirode, oni nemaju šanse da slušaju Krišnu.
When we go to Düsseldorf, which is a town in West Germany, there is one road, it's called the Kölk, isn't it? Königstraße. It's the Kreichallee. That's what they call the road.
Kreich?
King. Königstraße. Königallee.
Ako krajnje. Ako dođete u Düsseldorf, jedan grad u zapadnoj Njemačkoj, onda ćete naći da tamo postoji Kraljeva aleja.
Yes. And on this Kraljeva aleja, there are the, only the most expensive shops, isn't it?
I u toj Kraljevoj aleji nalaze se samo najskuplji dućani.
Full with jewels and expensive wristwatches.
Puni dragulja i skupih ručnih satova.
Fur coats.
I krvenih kaputa.
And, yeah, at restaurants that you have to pay 200 marks just to fill your stomach up.
I restorana gdje morate platiti 200 maraka samo da bi napunili svoj stomak.
Yes, so it is the King's Road.
Ne, zove se Kraljevska ulica.
And our Buddhist Buddhists who go there, they experience, it is the most difficult place to distribute books in the universe.
I naši bakte Sankitana koji idu onamo dijeliti knjige, oni imaju to iskustvo da to najteža ulica za dijeljenje u svemiru.
I heard that people are extremely arrogant.
Čuo sam da su ljudi tamo izuzetno arrogantni.
And only the Buddhist Buddha, you know, he somehow can pierce through this arrogance, then he's successful.
I samo ako kako dijeli knjige može probiti na neki način se kroz tu aroganciju, onda može biti uspješan.
But out, I mean, there's certainly some Buddhist Buddha has that shakti to do this. But usually these people, you cannot address them.
Svako neki bhakti sankirtana imaju tu šakti da to učine, međutim uobičajeno ljudi se ne mogu obratiti.
I distributed on that street for 2 years.
Ja sam dijelio u toj ulici 2 godine.
Because I thought we must make this rich people Krishna conscious. Because we need a big temple in Düsseldorf.
Ja sam mislio, moramo učiniti ove bogate ljude svjesnima Krišna jer treba nam veliki hram u Düsseldorfu.
However, they are just so much illusion. They are like snakes defending the dragon.
Međutim, oni su toliko iluzi, oni su poput zmija koji štite dragulje.
So, the second effect, which was said, is that hearing about Krishna, I mean, if one is prepared to hear, it can mitigate the suffering of material existence.
Druga stvar koja je ovdje rečena je da ako osoba sluša o Krišni, onda može umanjiti bijede, patnje materijalnog svijeta.
Therefore, someone who comes in the association of devotees and just hears about Krishna, he will see how the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness is extinguished.
Drugim rječima, ako neko jednostavno dođe u društvo bhakta i sluša o Krišni, on će vidjeti kako vatra jadikovke, iluzije
fearfulness.
I strahovanja jednostavno nestaje.
That you can experience when he is coming in the association of the Vaishnava.
To možete iskusiti kada dođete u društvo Vaishnava.
Your lamentation will go.
Vaša jadikovka će otići.
You don't hanker for things which are in the future.
Nećete žuditi za stvarima u budućnosti.
You begin to understand whatever Krishna's plan is, that will happen.
Počet ćete shvatiti kakav god da je Krishna plan, to će se desiti.
And your illusions are also destroyed.
I vaše iluzije su također uništene.
Sometimes people do not like to hear from Vaishnavas because then illusions are destroyed.
Pa nekad ljudi ne vole slušati Vaishnava jer onda su iluzije uništene.
I have seen this sometimes in lectures. I was giving lectures, I was talking, and you know, sometimes I want to test my audience. This is not really possible for me if I do not know the language they speak, but in Germany I often do this. They say things, and I want to see what's their reaction, to know what I will talk for the rest of the lecture.
Ja imam iskustva, tako da kad bi govorio pred ljudima, onda kad bih htio vidjeti kako ljudi reagiraju, to mi nije moguće na drugim jezicima, ili u Njemačkoj to mogu učiniti.
For instance, if I want to speak about how bad this, how dangerous material attachments are,
na primjer, ako želim govoriti o tome kako su opasne materijalne vezanosti,
then I will speak about one attachment which is very prominent.
Onda ću govoriti o jednoj vezanosti koja je vrlo prominentna.
And for instance, I will talk about the attachment to sex life.
Naprimjer, govorit ću o vezanosti sa seksom život.
And then you can see how people react.
Onda možete vidjeti kako ljudi reagiraju.
And according to that, if they understand it, or if they feel very hurt in their heart because I have attacked the holy cow of materialism, then I will plan the rest of the lecture.
I onda, ako su oni spremni da prihvate, da slušaju, ili ako su u drugom slučaju vidim da su jako povrijeđeni, kao da sam napao svetu kravu materijalne vezanosti, onda ću prema tome planirati cijeli ostatak svoje lekcije.
And some people, when you talk certain things which are objective truths, then they become so offended, they walk out of the lecture.
A neki ljudi kad govorite nešto što je gola istina, postanu toliko uvriježeni da jednostavno ustanu sa lekcije i od.
Because they do not want that the illusion is destroyed.
Jer oni ne žele da njihova iluzija bude uništena.
That's all they have.
To je sve što imaju.
So, then, fearfulness is also going away.
Zatim, strahovanje također odlazi.
When you are, for instance, before an operation,
yeah,
just read the Bhagavad Gita.
Kada se nalazite upravo prije operacije, onda jednostavno čitate Bhagavad Gita.
The best means against fearfulness.
To je najbolji lijek za strahovanje.
So, therefore, Narada Muni concludes that there is no other way to get out of the miseries than to hear about Krishna.
I sada Narada Muni zaključuje da nema drugog načina da se izađe iz nevolja nego da se sluša o Krishna.
Narada Muni was very convinced about this because once he tried to find out who is the best of all devotees.
Narada Muni je vrlo uvjeren u to, jer jednom je on pokušao istražiti ko je najbolji od svih bhakta.
And in the process he met some very, very wonderful devotees. And this convinced him that devotional service and Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful process.
I u tom procesu traganja on je sreo neke vrlo divne bhakte i to ga je uvjerilo da je proces svjesnosti Krišne vrlo uzvišen, najuzvišeniji.
He saw once four saints, they were in taking a bath in the river.
On je jednom sreo četiri svete osobe koje su se kupale u rijeci.
So they began to praise themselves.
I oni su počeli hvaliti sebe.
You are such a renowned person. You are the greatest of amongst us.
Ti si tako divna odvojena osoba. Ti si najveći među nama.
I may be renounced, but you are so much more devoted to Krishna. You are certainly greater.
Čovjek rekao, ja sam možda odvojena, ti si toliko mnogo veći bhakta Krishna od mene. Svako si veći od mene.
So they praised themselves.
I oni su tamo hvalili jedan druga.
Now, not very far from them, there was one brahmana.
Ne baš tako daleko od njih nalazi se jedan brahmana.
The brahmana worshipped every day the Shalagram Shila.
Taj brahmana je svaki dan obožavao Shalagram Shila, Shilu, to je oblik Krišne.
And he was also extremely wealthy, but he didn't keep this wealth for himself. He distributed it generously to all those who came to him and
I taj brahmana bio također i vrlo bogat. Međutim, on nije držao to bogatstvo samo za sebe, već ga je vrlo milostivo dijelio svima kogod je došao do njega.
So this brahmana very, very humble. And when Narayana Muni saw him, this Brahmana glowed like a very special person, and he understood, well, this Brahmana is a better devotee than these four saints who are taking a bath.
Brahmana, Narayana Muni je došao do tog Brahmane, i kad mu je prišao, taj Brahmana je počeo sijati nekim posebnim sjajem, i Narayana Muni je mogao shvatiti taj Brahmana je u stvari bolji bhakta od ove četvorice svetaca.
Now, how do we determine who is a great devotee?
Kako se određuje ko je veliki bhakta?
Says by the degree of mercy one has gotten from Krishna.
Govorim prvo kaže po količini milosti koju osoba dobiva od Krishna.
Koliko ko ima milosti prema drugima, koliko ko se sažava na drugima, koliko ko želi pomoći drugima.
How much one is merciful to the others?
How much one is merciful to the others? Yes,
please. Shastra said, how much one makes the others devotees of devotion. Ima jedan kriterij koji je u svetim spisima predstavljen, a taj je da osoba je toliko, osoba je toliko veliki bhakta koliko može učiniti druge svjesnima Krišne. Kriteriju u Bhagavad Gita gdje kaže Arjuni kako prepoznati transcendentalista i kaže koliko je oslobođen od vezanosti za materiju i koliko je s druge strane vezan za duhovno.
Now in general when we meet devotees it is not really advised that we try to see whether or not this person is more advanced than him or so on.
Kada sretnemo bhakte, onda se obično ne savjetuje, nije preporučljivo da vidimo da li je on napredniji ili nije, da proučavamo.
Simply for the reason that it's extremely difficult to see.
Posebno iz razloga što je to izuzetno teško vidjeti.
You cannot really understand the heart of a devotee.
Ne može se u istinu shvatiti srce bhakte.
Some devotees, you might think they are just space out bhaktas.
Neke bhakti mi možemo misliti da se jednostavno space out bhakte.
But in his previous life he was a great saint.
U svom prethodnom životu on je bio u stvari veliki mudrac.
And later in his life he will manifest that.
A kasnije u svom životu on će to manifestirati.
Also very difficult to judge the degree of surrender.
Također je vrlo teško procijeniti stupanj predanosti.
Of course we see that someone is just doing everything and the other is not doing so much. But still it is very, very difficult because that's a spiritual qualification.
Naravno, možemo vidjeti da neko radi sve, a drugi ne radi ništa, međutim ipak vrlo je teško to, jer to je spiritualna kvalifikacija.
Tu. Now when Narayana Muni wanted to find out, he took one qualification only.
Bliss. Kada je Narada Muni htio to otkriti, on je uzeo samo jednu kvalifikaciju.
And that is really what Gauravani Prabhu said.
A to je ono što Gauravani Prabhu rekao.
He saw how much mercy has Krishna granted.
On je vidio koliko je milosti Krishna dao bhakti.
So this Brahmana who was peacefully doing his worship to Shalagar Shila,
ovaj Brahmana koji je mirno radio svoje obožavanje Šalagram Šini.
And who was humbly giving this huge donation.
I koji je ponizno davao te velike donacije. Narada mislio, a to je najviši opet.
But the Brahmana said, no, no. Because I'm a Brahmana, I'm doing this. But there is a king in South India. A great, great king. Right. He doesn't need to do this. But he is always worshipping Krishna. On his outside.
Ja, mislim, Brahmana, taj Brahmana je rekao, ne, ja to činim zato što sam ja Brahmana, međutim postoji kralj u Južnoj Indiji koji ne mora to činiti, koji ne mora tako djelovati, on međutim stalno obožava Krišnu na tom oltaru.
He has much more mercy than I.
On ima mnogo više milosti nego ja.
So Narada Muni went to the king. But the king said, no, I'm nobody. You have to go to the higher planetary system and see Indra, he's the greatest.
Međutim, kralj je tada rekao, ne, trebaš ići na više planetarne sisteme i vidjeti Indru, on je pravi bhakta.
Because Krishna and his incarnation has appeared in his own house as Vamanadeva, and he is taking all the food which Indra gives him with his own hands and eating it.
Jer Krishna se pojavio u njegovoj vlastitoj kući kao Vamanadev i on uzima hranu svojim vlastitim rukama i jede.
So when Narada Muni said to Indra said, this is a great mistake. Brahma is a great mistake.
I kada je Narada Muni otišao kod Indra mu je rekao, to je velika pogreška, Brahma je najveći bhakta.
Why?
Zašto?
First he has created this world.
Prvo on je stvorio ovaj svemir.
And then he's the leader of the Brahma Sampradaya.
I zatim on je vođa Brahma Sampradaya.
And gives out Krishna consciousness.
Koja dijeli svjesnost Krishna.
So, Narada Muni went to Brahma.
I Narada Muni otišao do Brahme.
But Brahma said, no, I'm no one. You have to go to Shiva.
Međutim, on je Brahma rekao, ne, ja nisam niko.
He is the greatest Vaishnava.
Treba šeći do Shiva, on je najveći Vaishnava.
Why? Because he is beyond the influence of the modes of material nature.
Jer on je iznad utjecaja materialne prirode.
When Narada Muni came to Lord Shiva, he saw how Lord Shiva was worshipping Sankarsana.
Kada je narod došao do gospodina Shiva, da vidio kako Shiva obožava gospodina Sankaršana.
And after the worship, he performed a huge kirtan and glorification.
A nakon tog procesa obožavanja, on je napravio ogroman kirtan u slavu.
That kirtan was so ecstatic.
I taj kirtan je bio toliko ekstatičan.
Narada Muni took his vina.
Narada Muni uzeo svoju vinu.
And also played.
I isto je počeo svirati.
To accompany Lord Shiva. And they were dancing in ecstasy.
I oni su plesali u ekstasi.
So finally, Narada Muni said, finally I've met the greatest Vaishnava. You are the greatest Vaishnava Shiva.
I Narada Muni rekao, konačno sam sreo najveći Vaishnava, ti si najveći Vaishnava Shiva.
I've seen it with my own eyes. How your heart is just blowing with love of God.
Vidio sam svojim vlastnim očima kako tvoje srce jednostavno preplavljuje ljubav prema Bogu. Ne rekao gospodin Shiva, ne treba to govoriti.
I have no problems. Therefore I remember of Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj was so much in problem. His father wanted to kill him. And still he only remembered Krishna all the time.
Ne rekao
je. He is the greatest devotee.
Rekao je gospodin Shiva, ja nemam nikakve probleme i stoga sam tako absorbiran. Međutim, Prahlad Maharaj, on ima toliko mnogo problema koje mu je zadavao njegov otac, međutim, ipak je uvijek se sjećao gospodin Narasimhadeva.
But the point is, even when in danger, he always remembers Prahlad Maharaj. So Narada Muni finally arrived in Prahlad and he thought, now I have found the greatest devotee.
I Narada Muni je došao do Prahlad Maharaja i mislio, sad sam našao najvećeg bhaktu.
predstavlja.
I počeo slaviti Prahlade.
Ali Prahlad Maharaj se prozitetao.
Ali Prahlad Maharaj je spustio svoju glavu. I plakao je.
Don't say this.
Nemoj reći to, nemoj to govoriti.
I'm only worshiping Krishna in my mind by my remembrance.
Ja sam obožavam Krishnu u svom umu, svojim sjećanjem.
But Hanuman!
Ali Hanuman!
Is serving him with his body, with his senses, day in and day out.
On ga služi svojim tijelom i svojim čulima i danju i noću.
It is effect when Hanuman was accompanying Lord Rama, he always did service for Rama.
To je činjenica, kada je Hanuman pratio gospodina Ramu, on je uvijek radio službu za njega.
And when Lord Rama went back to Ayodhya, Hanuman felt very, very sad.
Kada se gospodin Rama vratio u Ayodhya nazad, Hanuman se osjećao jako, jako tužni.
Because in Ayodhya, there were a culture when you yawn, you don't just go, but you make like
U verskoj kulturi kad zjevate, onda nije da samo razjavite usta, nego ovako radite.
Because then no bad elements can enter your mouth.
Onda loši elementi ne mogu ući u vaše usta.
So when Rama yawns, you just go
I kad Rama bude zjevao, ti samo radi tako.
So then the next time Lord Rama yawns.
I onda sljedeći put gospodin Rama je zjevao.
Hanuman will say, in the corner.
Hanuman je u uglu išao.
My heart.
To je ekstaza, da bi ja sam priliku.
So, Lord Rama never stopped to yawn.
Gospodin Rama nije nikad prestao zjevao.
They got all the doctors together.
Oni su skupili sve lječnike.
What is the matter with Godaspodin? He's not stopping the heat, he's not closing his mouth.
Šta je sa našim gospodinom? On ne zatvara uopće svoje usta.
No one could help the drama.
Niko nije mogu pomoći gospodinu drama.
Until finally they found out that Hanuman was there in the corner.
Dok nisu otkrili da je Hanuman bio tamo u uglu.
Because he wanted to serve so much, he wouldn't stop.
Jer on je htio toliko htio služiti da nije htio prestati.
And it's very casual. You only stop when you stop yawning, you like... And then when you stop making like this, you can close the mouth.
Jer u verskoj kulturi tek kad prestanete puskati sa prstima, onda zatvorite.
This is very special, you must agree.
To je vrlo specijalno, morate se složiti.
Hanuman said, no, I'm nothing in comparison to the five Pandava.
Hanuman je rekao, ne, ja nisam ništa usporedbi sa petoricom Pandava.
Krishna is always thinking of Arjuna.
Krishna uvijek misli na Arjuna.
And Arjuna is so attached to Krishna that even in his sleep he chants the holy name of Krishna.
Arjuna je toliko vezan za Krishnu da čak i dok spava pjeva sveta ime Krishna.
That's the reason why Arjuna is known as Buddha Kesh, of conqueror of sleep, because he always chants Hare Krishna in the sleep.
Zbog toga je Arjuna poznat kao Buddha Kesh, ili onaj koji je nadvladao san, jer on uvijek čak i u snu pjeva sveta ime Krishna.
He's not like us. We begin to dream all kinds of crazy things.
Nije poput nas koji počnemo sanjati sve moguće lude stvari.
I on
mi se. Samo mantra.
So, the Pandava, Narada Muni went to the Pandava.
I Narada Muni je otišao do Pandava.
And he said, you are finally the greatest devotee.
I on je rekao, ti si konačno najveći bhakta.
And then Yudhisthira said, no, don't say this. We just had some association with Krishna, but now Krishna is again back in Dwaraka and he's together with the Yadus. But day and night, they have the mercy of his holy association.
On je rekao, dakle, biti najveći bak, međutim onda je Maharaj Yudhishthira rekao, ne, mi smo samo imali neku priliku da se družimo sa Krishnom, ali u stvari, sada je Krishna otišao u Dvaraku i tamo je sa Jaduima, oni su najveći bak.
The Yadus finally sent Narada Muni to Udava.
Jadui su konačno poslali Narada Munija do Udave.
Krishna is always talking with Udava.
Krishna uvijek razgovara sa Udavom.
He even looks like Krishna.
On čak i izgleda kao.
He has a blue body.
On ima plavo tijelo.
So finally Narada Muni, he came
to Udava and just wanted to pay the obeisances.
I konačno je Narada Muni došao do Udave i jednostavno je htio da si poštovanje.
You are so fortunate.
Ti si toliko sretan.
You are the greatest devotee.
Ti si najveći bhakta.
Because the Lord is constantly together with you.
Jer Gospodin je neprekidno
s tobom. You are the greatest master.
Ti imaš najveću milost.
But when he was just trying to pay his obeisances, Udava fell down on Narada Muni's lotus feet. And he grasped the lotus feet and he made the feet wet with his tears.
Međutim, kad je Narada Muni htio odati poštovanje do svojih stopala Udave, Udava je skočio, pao do stopala Narada Munija i zagrlio ih i počeo plakati i opravio se svojim suzama.
What has happened, said Narada Muni.
Šta se desilo, pitao Narada Muni.
Oh, said Udava. Krishna has not risen from bed today.
Ovo rekao je Udava, Krishna nije ustao iz kreveta danas.
He is lying under his chadar.
On leži
po svojim. He is crying.
On leži po svojim čadarom i plaće.
Because in the night he was dreaming of the gopis.
Jer tako noći ne sanjao gopije.
And he feels so much separation. From the gopis.
Yeah, oni osjećaju toliko odvojenost od gopija.
They are the greatest devotees.
Oni su najveći bhakte.
So, when Rohini, Mala Balaram, heard this,
kad je Rohini, majka Balarama, čula to,
she said, no, if Krishna would be attached to the gopis, what would he do here in Dvaraka? He would simply go to Vrindavan and associate with them.
Ona je rekla, ne, kad bi Krishna bio vezan za gopije, on bi otišao jednostavno onda u Vrindavan, šta bi radio, bi u Dvaraki i otišao bi tamo i družio se sa njim.
So Balaram.
I Balaram je to čuo.
And he said, this is just the sign of Krishna's duplicity. He's the greatest cheater. He pretends that he is both attached to the gopis and he just stays in Dvaraka. He's
a cheater. To Balaram čuo, on je rekao, to je samo Krishnina dvoličnost. On glumi da je najviše vezan za gopije, a istovremeno ostaje ovdje u Dvaraki. On je samo varlica.
Krishna
je to čuo.
And he just under his chadar, he made a love song.
I on je samo po svojim čadarom zagrtao, zajecao, plažno.
Then he arose from bed.
I onda je ustao iz kreveta.
He just, you could see, he was just thinking of the gopis.
Mogli ste vidjeti, on je stvarno mislio na gopis.
And all of a sudden he fell down in the tanks of separation.
I odjedno je pao opet u boli odvojno.
He fainted.
On se ne sjestio.
Then Balaram saw his younger brother fainting because of attachment to the gopis. He also fainted.
Balaram je svog mlađeg brata kako pada u nesvijest zbog svoje vezanosti za gopije, on se isto onesvijestio.
So Brahma heard about this and he said, this is too much, my lord, lying down, what will become out of him?
I Brahma je čuo za to i mislio, o, to je previše, moj gospodin leži tako na zemlji, šta će biti s njim?
And he came to this woman.
I on je došao na svom labudu.
And he saw the same situation and he understood that Krishna, the Lord of all, is so much attached to his devotees, to the gopis, that he won't be able to survive in Dvaraka, to exist happily in Dvaraka.
He only video the Krishna toliko vezan za svoje bhakte gopije da on neće biti sposoban preživjeti, odnosno sretno živjeti u Dvaraki.
So therefore he ordered Brahma, ordered Vishvakarma to make an exact replica of Vrindavan in Dvaraka.
I stoga je gospodin Brahma naredio arhitekte Vishvakarmi da napravi točnu kopiju Vrindavana u Dvaraki.
Because only in Vrindavan Krishna would feel well.
Jer jedino u Vrindavan Krishna se može osjeti dobro.
When the task was accomplished, Garuda brought Krishna and Balaram there who were still senseless.
Kada je taj zadatak bio obavljen, Garuda je odneo Krishna i Balarama ondje koji su još uvijek bili nesvjesni.
And Balaram was first awake.
I Balaram se prvi probudio.
And he dressed Krishna up as a cowherd boy.
I on obukao Krishnu kao poput dječaka pastira.
He took all the ornaments of the king away from him.
Skinuo je sve ukrase kraljevske sa njega.
For the Javododi.
stavi žuti doti.
And take the food in the doti.
In the taknu flowers with the doti also, yes.
And in this way, when Krishna awoke, he was thinking that, oh, I'm with the Dharma.
И тогда, когда Кришна пробудился, он мыслил, о, я в Вриндаване.
And he also found out that there were imitations of Radha and the gopis they were created by Krishna.
И он нашел ту имитацию Радхи и гопи, которые создали Кришна.
So this shows you that the gopis had the greatest mercy for Krishna.
И то показывает, что у гопи имели наивысшую милость.
Why? Because for them the service of Krishna was the one and all.
Зашто? Зато что за них служба Кришне была все усами.
They had no second thought.
Они не имели другой мысли.
Narada Muni could not quite understand this.
Narada Muni то не больше могло ясно схватить.
So Krishna showed him this one.
И Кришна ему это явно показал.
One day Krishna sat down and pretended he had a headache.
И одно место Кришна сел и глумил это имя головой.
Krishna said, only the dust of my pure devotees can, which is put on my head, can cure me.
И Кришна сказал, само прашина моих чистых бахра, которое ставим на голову, может меня излечить.
Go and get the dust.
Иди молим тебя и сокупи ту прашину.
Кришна went to some brahmanas.
Narada Muni. Narada Muni?
Yes.
Narada Muni шел
на таких. And asked them for the dust.
И затражил ее прашину.
For
what? Do you want the dust?
I want to put them on Krishna's head. He has a headache. And says only the dust from his pure devotee's feet.
Onda je Narada Muni odgovorio, Krišna ima glavu bolju i ja želim staviti tu prašinu na njegovu glavu, jer on je rekao da jedina prašina tala da se ovih stopala njegovih čih bahra može
izlečiti. So the Brahma said, we are not crazy, we won't give this dust, because if our dust comes on the head of Krishna, he will go to hell.
I Brahmane su rekli, pa nismo ludi, ne možemo dati našu prašinu. Ako tu prašinu staviš na glavu Krišna, ako ona dođe na glavu Krišna, onda će biti pakla.
If we cannot even touch holy both with the feet, what to speak of, you know, putting our dust on the head of the
Ako ne možemo dodirnuti našim stopalima, čak ni svetu knjigu, a što da govorimo o stavljanju naše prašine na glavu vrhovne božanske osobe, to je uvreda.
So, then Narada Muni went to the gopis.
Onda je Narada Muni otišao do gopija.
Then he told them, please give the dust of your lotus feet, so that we can put it on the head of Krishna and cure his headache.
I on rekao, molim vas, dajte prašinu svoju klasu svojih stopala, tako da možemo staviti na glavu Krišni i izliječiti njegovu glavu bolje.
Oh, said the gopis, here, take it.
I onda su rekli gopi, evo, ne
svoji uzeti. Made a huge bowl.
Napravio veliku, napunio veliku kantu.
Narada Muni said, are you not afraid?
Narada Muni rekao, da se ne plašite.
All that doesn't matter. I can go to hell many thousands of, we can go many thousands of times to hell. Main thing is that Krishna's headache is cured.
Yeah, on the like, oh, to nije važno. Mi možemo ići u pakao mnogo tisuća puta. Glavno da se izliječi Krishna glavu bolje. Na taj način je Narada Muni shvatio da su gopi najveći bhakti.
A devotee actually doesn't really care for his own well-being.
Bhakta zapravo ne mari za svoje vlastite dobro.
He cares for Krishna.
On mari za Krishna.
Because he is in love with Krishna.
Jer on voli Krishna.
When you are in love with someone, you become very, very close to that person.
Kada volite nekoga, onda postanete vrlo, vrlo bliski sa njima.
You almost understand everything of the person. He doesn't even need to tell this to you.
Vi možete shvatiti sve vrlo dobro o toj osobi, ono vam čak ne mora ni reći.
Therefore, when we hear of different disciples, advancement via here of this classification.
I sada kad slušamo o različitim učenicima, onda čujemo o toj klasifikaciji.
A first class disciple knows what his spiritual master wants without even asking him.
Prvorazredni učenik, on zna što njegov duhovni učitelj hoće, čak i bez da ga pita.
Because he has love for his spiritual master.
Jer ima ljubav, ljubav za njegov duhovni
učitelj. And that love will tell him everything.
I ta ljubav će mu reći sve.
And he will be so close to his spiritual master. Znači,
toliko blizak sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Second class disciple is he asks and gets an instruction and then does that.
Drugorazredni učenik je onaj koji pita, on dobije instrukciju i onda to izvrši.
And the third class disciple gets an instruction and doesn't do it.
Trećorazredni učenik, on dobije instrukciju i ne uči.
So, we saw the gopis, they are so much in love with Krishna. In a sense, they became one with Krishna in one sense.
I pošto su gopi bile toliko zaljubljeni u Krišnu, pošto su toliko voljeli, no one su bile jedno sa Krišnom.
The love shows them Krishna everywhere.
Ta ljubav mi je pokazivala Krišnu.
By this love, Krishna was born, so always be with the gopi.
Tom ljubavlju Krišna je uvijek bio prisiljen da bude sa gopijom.
So in devotional service, we want to come to that stage.
Mi služite u poštovanju, mi želimo doći na taj stupanj.
But that will require that our consciousness is purified.
Ali to zahtjeva da naša svijest postane
počišćena. Because right now this power of love is going to so many objects.
Jer u ovom sadašnjem trenutku naša moć ljubavi ide prema tolikim mnogim objektima.
Every mother knows that. So think of the child. To love the child, that's the greatest love. Actually, one can want it so much attached to the child.
Svaka majka zna da...
Or the father also.
Da volje si djeđe, da je to najveća ljubav koju
osim. Moj nikaj, moj nikaj. This is a fact. Or we are our love, we are attached to our
Dodi,
you know, mostly we are attached to our own comfort.
Najviše, uglavnom smo
vezani. Mostly we are attached to our own comfort.
Najviše, uglavnom smo vezani za naš vlastni komfort.
Also our plan.
I za naše planove.
There are many attachments to the positions of
the head. Postoje mnogi vezanosti koje ima uvjetovana.
But in Krishna consciousness, we have to transfer that love to Krishna.
Ali u svjesnosti Krishna mi trebamo usmjeriti svu ljubav na Krishnu.
Now that is not so easy, because in our stage we do not really know what is, who is Krishna.
To nije baš jako lako, jer na našem nivou mi baš zapravo ne znamo ko je Krishna.
Prabhupada once expressed this to his disciples. He said, I know you don't believe it, but there really is a Krishna.
Jedno je pošla pravo pa izrazio svojim učenicima i rekao je, znam da ne vjerujete, ali stvarno postoji Krišna.
So, how do we get in contact with Krishna?
I kako mi dolazimo u kontakt sa Krišnom?
We have to hear about him.
Moramo slušati od njega.
Especially we must hear from pure devotees.
I posebno moramo slušati od čistih fakta.
That's why every day we read the Knjige of Srila Prabhupada.
I zbog istog razloga svaki dan čitamo Knjige Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, because then our consciousness will be slowly filled with the thought of Krishna.
Da, na taj način će naša svjesnost biti polako ispunjena mislima na Krishna.
And only then we have the chance to like it.
Tek onda imamo priliku da ga volimo.
And only if we love Krishna, we will see that our attention becomes fixed, that we are actually escaping the diversions of material attachment.
I samo ako na taj način volimo Krishnu, onda ćemo vidjeti kako time možemo izbjeći skretanjima materijalnih
sredstava. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vyasa Yasa, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they go one and they are very
svjesnosti Krišne njihov cilj je jedan i oni su vrlo odlučni.
But the intelligence of those who are not in Krishna consciousness is many branched.
Ali inteligencija onih koji nisu svjesnosti Krišne je razgranata.
It goes in so many directions.
Ona ide u toliko mnogo različitih pravaca.
So let us start by fixing our intelligence only on Krishna consciousness.
Iz toga započnimo sa usredsređivanjem naše inteligencije samo na svjesnost.
Let us find out what is best for us in Krishna consciousness and do that.
Nađemo što je najbolje za nas u svjesnosti Krišne i činimo to.
Our devotees can help. We can help. The devotees, amongst themselves, can go to the older devotees and the older devotees help the younger devotees.
Bhakte si mogu pomagati međusobno. Mlađe bhakte mogu ići starijima i starijima mogu starijima pomoći mlađima.
Therefore, also when one has accepted go to master, one should ask him, how can I advance in Krishna consciousness? This is one of the five most important principles in spiritual life. So ask the spiritual master, how can I advance?
I stoga osoba prihvatila duhovnog učitelja, ona treba ispitivati duhovnog učitelja. To je jedan najvažnijih, pet najvažnijih principa u svjesnosti Krišne. Kako da napredujem u svjesnosti
Krišne? To find that out one goes to spiritual master.
Da bi to otkrio čovjek i prilazi duhovnog
učitelja. So then, we will see how our intelligence becomes one single mind, the only one Krishna. Krishna thinks in Krishna consciousness.
Znači ćemo vidjeti kako naša inteligencija postoje jednousmjerna. Mi jedino želimo Krishna.
And then we have a chance that we become even more concentrated.
I onda imamo priliku da postanemo čak još više koncentrated.
And then the highest reality, we only want to praise Krishna and hear about his glory.
I onda će rezultat biti da ćemo samo željeti slaviti Krišnu i slušati njegove slave.
This is what a devotee does.
To je ono što bhakta čini.
You can understand someone who has gotten the mercy of Krishna, he is engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, everywhere where he
is. Možemo shvatiti, on neko dobio milost Krišne, on je angažiran uvijek u Shravanam, Kirtanam, gdje god da se nalazi.
He doesn't talk to Prajalpa and any other subject.
On ne priča Prajalpa ili bilo koju drugu temu.
Whenever you meet him, you are entangled in a talk about Krishna.
Kad god ga sretnite, budete zapleteni u razgovore o Krišni.
Because that's all he talks about.
Jer to je jedino o čemu on govori.
Materialist will say, oh how boring, only one subject.
Materialist bi rekao, oh, odosno, samo jedna tema.
In your lecture, can't you just talk about the concept of Serbia and nobody just Serbia, Croatia and Slovenija?
U vašim lekcijima sad ne možete govoriti malo o konfliktu između Srbije i Hrvatske, Slovenije.
And what Ante Milović said?
I što je Ante Milović rekao? Milošević.
Milošević. Vidović. No, the world will go on the way.
Ali, svijet će nastaviti tim takvim putem kojim ide.
The dream goes on the way. Let the dreamers be the dream.
Pustimo sanjelice da sanjeji.
Okay, so I want to end here. I want to listen. Hope you like the story. I somehow feel a little insecure when telling such stories. This story was taken by the out of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
No, znam što da priče, ne znam, ne znam gdje ne si dobro kad sam pričao ovu priču, ovu priču iz Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Jedna priča je bila, ne?
So do you have any questions, Pitanya?
Pitanya?
Pitanya sounds like Pitanya. No, Pitanya.